Now, as George was saying there, the Easter weekend approaching and an Easter like no other here as well as there. The Cabinet and National Public Health Emergency teams have been meeting separately this morning. Micheál Lehane is going to be filling us in on the politics in a few moments, but let's talk to our health correspondent, Fergal Barras, now. And Fergal, actually, before I do that, I want to play you this clip that came from Sean O'Rourke this morning. He was talking to Eoin de Barra, who's a consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital in Dublin, which is the hospital with the most cases of COVID-19 in the country. And here's what he told Sean about the situation in the hospital.
No, I'd say we're not at capacity. We're certainly running, you know, to have 17 patients with a single disease in our ITU is completely unprecedented. We have a surge plan and we have phases of it. We haven't gone to our top phase of it. And we have we have extra capacity. I think our limiting factor will be staff, and our most critical resource in all of this is our healthcare workers. So, and our ICU colleagues have been training up, making sure we have additional pathways and plans. So to answer your question, we're not at capacity. We're definitely very busy. But again, that I think bears out to the national effort about social distancing and trying to limit the surge or the peak of this.
So some capacity there in Beaumont at the moment, according to Eoin de Barra, consultant in infectious diseases at Beaumont Hospital. Fergal Barras, our health correspondent, is on the line. But it's good that that capacity is there in the system. But what the everybody in the country is expecting coming into this Easter like no other, Fergal Barras, is that they are likely to be told to stay at home and to go on staying at home. When are we likely to know for sure? Do we know whether NPHET considered that today?
Well, the National Public Health Emergency Team, you know, has been meeting to look at a number of things, including health staff and supporting them with childcare. But that issue you mentioned is a significant one. Last night at the briefing here, we were told that on Friday, the National Public Health Emergency Team would particularly devote its time to considering the issue of those measures. And of course, they're due to expire this Sunday, Easter Sunday. That might be too late, because if you think about it, the Easter bank holiday weekend is looming. There are reports of people travelling already around the country, and perhaps they may do so earlier than that, midweek, before any announcement from NPHET on a Friday evening at about six. People, if they were travelling, would be well underway and maybe even landed already. So, and there was the indication from Dr. Tony Houlihan last night that, you know, people really, at this point, there'd be no expectation of any lifting or changing of significant measures. So that's not expected. So those measures would be expected to continue. But it's difficult. The weather is very good and it's improving. In Dublin here, it is quite a beautiful day, but few people around. And it is that long bank holiday weekend. Maybe some people's patience is waning because they've been in not quite lockdown, but essentially a stay-at-home mode for such a long period of time.
Yes, and indeed, we'll be hearing from hotelier Michael Vaughan and Clare later in the programme, Fergal. And, you know, they're already seeing maintenance going on in holiday homes and they're saying, we love you, but please stay away. So, but clearly, as you point out, in this good weather, the sooner people know, the easier it would be maybe to reinforce that message about staying at home and not travelling to the seaside or a second home.
So I think you'd expect Dr. Tony Houlihan and the team this evening maybe to be somewhat firmer maybe in that. But he did say yesterday that the advice remains to people to adhere to the social distancing measures and the hygiene advice. But I think this weekend, you know, being realistic, may put pressure on the efforts to keep the scale of the virus down.
The other thing, just to say this, coming into work the past 2 days, I've driven past socially distanced funerals. So as the measures are extended through this most unusual Easter, the pressure from this disease is going to go on taking its toll, isn't it, Fergal?
It's going to be very difficult. I mean, there are encouraging signs in terms of, I mean, the rate of increase of cases in intensive care units, it has reduced, and that is good compared to what we did see in the earlier stages of the outbreak. But it still remains early days, although, you know, I'm sure for most people it just doesn't feel like that, because this is day 38 or 39 from the first day that we had a confirmed case. And it is challenging for everybody of every age group to try and, you know, adhere to these rules. We're going to hear this evening, Áine, in relation from NPHET on the latest update on the number of tests performed. So we'll get the latest figures up to midnight last night on the number of tests and test delays, which are also causing people quite a bit of anxiety.
And another issue, I'm going to talk to Joan O'Sullivan now in a moment because she's been doing some more work on it. Do we know whether there's been any decision either from the National Public Health Emergency Team, or are you hearing anything, Fergal, about concerns about the childcare supports needed for healthcare workers?
Well, we have heard healthcare staff say that in some cases they're having to pay €110 a day for childcare, and that some minders can be reluctant, for understandable reasons, to look after children of healthcare staff, given the number of healthcare staff that have been infected, over 1,200, I think the latest figures showed. So, but also the main thing is that whatever system might be established, it has to be safe and effective, especially if it's going to involve group care of healthcare staff, children, which would be one way of dealing with it. No doubt there'd be a range of possible measures. So that's important. And this measure was mooted several weeks ago, but it still isn't in place. Although the government has indicated, you know, it does have the money, but it's looking for that green lighting from NPHET this evening, really.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much indeed for that, and looking forward to more updates from you throughout the day. And as I say,